You know, sometimes you just need to slow down and enjoy the good things. And they don't get much better than the all-new 2025 Nissan Murano. I mean, it's literally designed to help you relax and re-energize. Between the 64 color options of the Murano's ambient mood lighting and the Bose premium sound system playing your favorite music, it's like your own personal oasis. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Murano today. Ambient lighting and Bose are optional features.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
In her prism, she believes, you know, this was justified. That I genuinely think she does. But does it match with reality?
Yeah, that's the big question. And you know, the jury is going to have to look at this and determine whether it's reasonable. But in the context of Ashley's life and what had happened to her allegedly and what they believe happened to her. And so it's not like whether you or me would pull the firearm there. It's whether a reasonable person in Ashley's position would pull the trigger on the firearm. And I think the jury could be getting close to that.
Well, and you got to look at the, you know, kind of the life arc of Ashley. Would a reasonable person get married in 13 days? No, but this is, you know, in the context of her life and Doug's, that was reasonable. That was, you know, impulsivity is a big part of their lives.
Yeah, exactly. And the jury is going to be allowed to consider those contextual factors in Ashley's life and how she was viewing this. That's not the deciding factor, but it's going to be darn important in there, back in that deliberation room.
Very much so. Let's take a look at some testimony. This is Ava, Doug's daughter, talking about life with dad. And I'm curious as to, you know, your reaction as to how this plays with the jury and what it really, if it has any bearing on the case. Let's take a look.
How often would you say that Ashley and your father would disagree within your hearing?
Never.
Okay. You said if Ashley was trying to get her point across that she would go on and on about that?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't term that as a disagreement?
No.
Okay. And what would you term that as?
My dad just listened to her, voice her concerns.
Okay. Did you ever hear your dad at any time yell at her?
No.
Did you ever hear your dad do something or say something that was controlling to her?
No.
Was that hole in the ceiling of your kitchen, can you describe it?
It was small.
Small, kind of round?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Consistent with an object?
Let me finish the question.
Consistent with an object the size of a bullet?
Yes.
Does it help or hurt the case against Ashley?
You know, my read on that is that this is a daughter who is going to bat for her father, who wants to give a good impression to the jury of her father. But she kind of gets tripped up there and impeached when she says, hey, they really didn't have any disagreements. But there's this bullet hole in the wall that's allegedly from my dad.
And I do wonder, through, because a lot of this is through everybody's prism. How are they viewing this? They didn't have any disagreements, but Ashley's going on and on and on and on. That can be looked at as a disagreement if someone is going, but if you don't recognize that as a disagreement because that's normal to you and this is how they communicate, you're not going to see that as a disagreement, but maybe in reality there was a lot of disagreements. I mean, it seems that there was, considering that they were about to get divorced.
Oh, totally. Yeah. There are some things in romantic relationships, sometimes things happen behind closed doors and the temperature rises, things get intense, and the family is not always privy to that.
No, they're not. There's a lot that happens in those situations that the kids just don't know. I guess bravo to Doug for never airing the dirty laundry in front of his daughter. but clearly a lot of conflict here. It's a tough one. This is a tough one because you are looking at it through a prism of somebody. Is she a danger out there in public? I mean, I guess that's the bigger question. Should she be locked away? Should she be put away for this? Because, you know, is there a risk she's going to go do this again with somebody else because she's not seeing reality on reality's terms and may react in an extreme way?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is someone lost their life here. And the question is legally, was it justified? Did they have to? Did this person have to be killed?
Yeah.
Because they posed a threat of death or serious bodily harm to Ashley. And, you know, like you said, this one could go either way. It's been wild to watch. And a lot of defendants have been having success with this battered spouse syndrome type of defense, which she's running.
And it makes sense. You know, if you've been abused, you've been in a situation like that. I mean, it's conditioning is what we're talking about at the end of the day. If you abuse an animal and you go to pet it, then it's going to cower in fear. Same with people. Not that different.
No. Exactly, Tony. It's a cumulative effect over time. It builds up. And that's certainly what the defense is going to try to make this jury feel back in that deliberation room.
Yeah.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly.
So you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.